sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Evidently, I need to tell my guest where their volume control is, which is right down to your right there, right down to your left there. Blasted them out right there with that intro. You are listening to Becky Ivins with a national guest today. And for their introduction, I'm going to refer you over to Caitlin from Anglin Productions.
Hi. Yeah, today we're talking about the OKC Home and Outdoor Living Show. We have two really amazing celebrities who are going to be talking with you. Brett Tudor from TLC's Trading Spaces. his carpentry skills on the show, he helps the designers create ambitious designs. And then Jeff Devlin is the host of DIY Network's Stonehouse Revival, where he helps he helps homeowners restore their old houses.
Okay.
That was awesome. Well done. Well done. We have to warn you, we're a little bit of goofballs, so we'll just get that out of the way. We're going to have fun, but you're going to probably be scared.
I'll be professional. I'm going to invite anybody that wants to ask a question just to call into the show.
Oh, gosh,
really? We are
really?
In Oklahoma City, which means we're all 405 in central Oklahoma, so it's 840-1000.
There you go.
840-1000. Where are you guys from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So do you have more than one area code?
I think there's like 18 now with the whole cell phone thing going on.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I grew up. Yeah, they have these things, the flip phones. Yeah, they open up and bang, there's a cell phone. No, like, I think we have like eight now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
wow.
484-610. And like 18 others. It's weird. Just yeah. With the whole influx of cell phones, it just you can't tell where anybody's calling from anymore.
Wow.
I'm from Austin, Texas, so I'm just trying not to get any trouble here in Oklahoma.
So you're 512. Does
yeah,
Austin
I
have more
512.
Than one area code now?
I don't think so.
Boy, Austin's exploded, hasn't it?
100 people a day are moving in. It's insane.
Well, more than that are moving into Nashville. So
really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I bet traffic's crazy.
Well, and the cranes, 24% of the cranes in North America are in Nashville.
Really? They're uh-huh. saying the crane is the new state bird of Texas because
oh,
there's
really?
So much construction going on. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Well, you guys are going to be at the Oklahoma City
mm-hmm.
Home and Outdoor Living Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a big deal around here.
I'd like to think it is. It's a fun place. It was absolutely gorgeous yesterday. It was great to see everybody coming out. It was cool to get to meet Brett for the first time. And a lot in our industry where you kind of live in a bubble. So we do our job on our own. And then, you know, when we get to do the home shows and we get to do it, another celebrity that I'm calling Brett that now anyway.
I don't think I'm a celebrity.
He's a celebrity. He's a big deal. It's cool because we can talk about, you know, our experiences that are a little more personal from our side of, you know, being in front of the camera and then getting just to meet all the different homeowners. It's cool. It's a different area. Getting to meet people that support our shows. It's just a fun experience.
Your show scares me. Trading Spaces.
That's his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it's Trading Spouses.
That's that is
don't get that confused.
Yeah, boy, that is a scary show because
you never know what
to
you're going
to really
get.
Trust somebody to I one time I saw one of those shows where they painted the wood floor blue.
Yeah, I wasn't
it wasn't Brett.
Yeah.
Well, it was before your time,
right? Yeah, the original. So it was on for almost a decade.
Right.
And then it was the first home renovation show. And then, you know, it went crazy from there. But, yeah, we have different designers every episode. So you never know for sure what you're going to get.
So I will say, as a viewer, I've watched it for years. It's exciting to see something different. I think what, as homeowners, we get stuck into this gray wall and with right. Chip and Joanna Gaines, shiplap everywhere, where we try to follow these trends that are a little more safe. What it does is basically woke you up. Now, are you going to paint your floor in your own house blue? Probably not,
right.
But you might see the color and be inspired by that color to put on your wall. Look, homes are meant to be your home, your personality. And I always say to design is relative to the person that you're designing for. i.e. you. The only person that can tell you what belongs in your house is you. There are rules in real estate. There's rules in design. But quite honestly, your home is where you break them.
Right. People always ask, what can I do to my house to make it sell for more money? And my question is,
bribes.
How soon, bribes, how soon are you going to sell? Because you can't go trendy unless you're selling right now. You have to kind of go with forecast if you're selling in 3 or 4 years.
Which doesn't, I mean, when you're talking the sale of a house, you can put a price tag on it. Somebody will pay that price. It might not be the person that shows up at the door tomorrow, but at some point, somebody's going to walk up and say, I like this. Other people are going to walk in and they're going to hate the furniture, even though the furniture doesn't even stay there. Right. Or other people are going to walk into the space and they don't see the vision of what their furniture would look like in there, so they pass. There are so many different buyers out there, and each person is so unique and so different what they want. It's almost – it's crazy.
We're going to have to ask you to hush right now because that – I try to sell real estate, and trust me.
Oh.
You may have to wait 8 years to find someone to like that unique thing. If you're mm-hmm. wanting to sell your house soon, you have to stay a little bit safer.
Yeah, of course.
It's so situational.
Yeah,
right. I mean, so on Trading Spaces, Hildy put hay on the wall once. And
oh, I remember that.
Probably tough to find a buyer who's going to fall in love with that.
Well, if you're cattle.
Too soon.
Food for thought.
Or if you have no hay fever.
Right?
There you go.
Where's the sound effects on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me what you've got kind of for the show today and which building you're going to be in.
We'll be in the Bennett.
The Bennett building. The Bennett, yes. Event Center.
And that's exactly what it is. There's a lot going on. There's so many cool things going on at the show. I mean, there's campers in there. There's huge trucks. There's jacuzzis. There's anything that you want. Come and get inspiration, get ideas, amazing vendors and local contractors. It's so cool what's going on there. So it's definitely come out today. So much going on. I'll be talking at 12 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And Jeff's talking a lot about carpentry, and I'm talking a lot about home inspections. I've been a home inspector for about a decade. And so I'm kind of going through some things that I've seen over the past decade, really, of inspecting thousands of homes that I just I want people to know, and they can go back to their own home and make sure that these things aren't going wrong in their own house.
Yeah, and the nice thing is when you get there, I mean, you pay to get in, yes, but our presentations are free. So you can come, you get information, and not just from us. There's presentations all day long. So there's gardening, there's I believe real estate as well. There's all sorts of different things, and obviously with what we're talking about, there's a cross promotional thing because we like to support each other in this industry. There's just a lot of it's cool vendors, and I think it's a good vibe in there. And let's be honest, it's raining outside. What are you really going to do inside your house?
Right.
Get out.
Come hang out with us.
You do need to get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Right. Today's the day.
To the Home and Garden Show, the Bennett Center is where you guys are going to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are here with the famous folks from HGTV and DIY.
You must be referring to Brett.
Is somebody famous here?
Yeah.
Brett, the famous one. And you guys are going to be at the Home and Outdoor Living Show today.
Today. And I'll be there today at 3 and 6. Brett will be there from 12 to 5. Don't worry, Brett. I'll do it for you.
Thank you. Then
I'll be there tomorrow at 3.
And
on Sunday.
What are you going to do? What's your presentation about?
So it's a lot of jazz hands. It's a lot of jokes. No, but most importantly, I wanted to be, you know, I'm on the DIY network. So it's really important to inspire people to get out there and swing the hammer, use the nail gun. So I brought my little bag of tools and they got me some materials. So I'm going to be doing some projects today on the stage. So you'll see me build. I'll build a headboard for a twin bed, show you how simple it is. And then Brett can be very difficult, especially on radio. Anyway, and then
nobody saw it.
Yeah. And then also I'll be doing a bench, showing you some intricate details and stuff like that on how to build it. And
it's a cool bench.
It is a cool bench.
I'm coming to that one. I want to watch that.
So I just think I think when you look at it, you look at it like, oh wow, it's really difficult. It looks really difficult to do, But it's not. It's just a real simple thing that anybody can do. And I'm not going to tell anybody that they're going to be able to do crown molding the first day and be like, you're going to be fine. But after that, like after something like this, you'll see carpentry in a different light, or at least that's what I'd like to do. A lot of people get afraid of the tools. I mean, right. you know it specifically. You deal with the homeowners on a daily basis that they're helping with certain projects. You hand them a circular saw for the first time, you're scared. Have you ever wielded a power tool?
Yes. So, and I will tell you, it is scary. I worked in a kitchen cabinet factory first year of college.
Well, there you go.
And we had all kinds of tools. Of course, we had assembly line stuff. We built cabinets for the Sears catalog.
Oh, no way.
Back when there used to be a Sears catalog.
Yeah.
They were the precursor to all the cabinets that are built now.
Mm-hmm.
They had the backs on. They were not custom. But you could just order the cabinets. And so lots of power tools. A lot of the friends there were called Shorty and Stubby for reasons.
Well, I'm excited about Jeff's presentation just because as a carpenter, it's cool to see such a good carpenter make things so simple. That's what's exciting about this is even if you don't have any carpentry skills, you can come learn how to build some really cool stuff.
Right. And a bench and a headboard would be some basic tools. You're not going to have a miter box or anything to
do
that.
So I did use a miter box for it, but I'm using the Home Show's miter box that is probably – it's an old Black & Decker, so it's a really old one. It's really simple. Most homeowners have some of these very basic tools that either was handed down from their parents or something mm-hmm. like that. And I'm not doing anything crazy. Nothing is really hard. I just think that you have to get a little creative sometimes to make the projects your own.
Okay. We do have a caller. You want to answer a call?
What's her name?
It's Doug.
Hey, Doug. Welcome to
Good
the
morning,
show.
Doug. How are you?
Brett, you're horrible at this.
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Becky?
Doing great. So do you have a question for Jeff or Brett?
Yeah. You remember when we got this house, the glass block that was in those windows?
I don't, Doug. I've never. No, I'm kidding.
I remember, Doug. That was a
I remember.
Great day.
I guess this is for Becky.
I'm here for you, Doug. I remember.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we want to take the glass block out and put regular windows in. Is that difficult as a do-it-yourself project or get someone who does windows to take those out?
Doug, I remember that was in sort of like windows as opposed to just uh-huh. open. Is it in cinder block? What is it encased in?
The walls.
Just wood?
The wooden walls, yeah.
Okay, so it's a wood frame, and it's got these yes. big glass. And it's not just the same size. They've got like small ones on the edges and big ones in the middle. Okay.
So the first thing I will say, and Brett can chime in here too, is that anytime you're dealing with glass, you got to be careful. Yes, demo is something a homeowner can do. But what I would ask you is that are you prepared to throw all that glass block away? Are you ready to take it? You know, are you going to be able to put it out to the dumpster? Are you trying to salvage it? It's going to be a bigger question. Are you having somebody install the windows? Or are you going to do that as well? If you're having somebody come out to install the windows, I would have that same person come out and do the demo. The savings that you get is going to be minimal. And I don't think there's going to be reward. I really don't. I find that just having the same person come out, measure for the window, they're responsible for it. As soon as you take it out, so you say you swing the hammer a little more and you hit the header and you knock that off kilter or you do some damage here and there because you don't do it every single day, you're liable. So put that, you know, this is the time maybe to sit back, relax, and let a professional do it. If you do need to have to 100% do it, of course. But there are parameters that we can't see here on the radio that are tough
right.
to say yes or no. I mean, obviously, I'll tell you the greatest one is gravity will help. Start at the top and go down.
Yeah.
Every time. And then you don't want broken glass in your bathtub. That never feels good.
Yeah.
So, Doug, do you think you're going to try this? Doug is very capable. I sold Doug this house and very capable.
But here's the question. Are you trying to save money by doing it yourself or do you just want to do it? You want the tactile feeling of grabbing the hammer and swinging it?
Well, that's me, yeah.
Okay. So if it's that, if that's something you're going to tackle, again, if you can do that, you could probably install the window as well. Here's what I will say is when you take out that window, or you're going to want to put another window in quick. And I would be ordering your new window now before you start doing the damage. Or there's going to be a lot of peeping Tom staring inside your living room or something like that, right outside your house without a window there.
Is it above a shower or bathtub? Is it in your bathroom?
No. No, it's kind of a, what would you call it, Becky? Kind of a terrarium kind of a entry?
It's, the entry is, it's enclosed. This is an exterior wall, but it's kind of enclosed under roof. And it'll change the whole look of your house, Doug, and I think it'll change it for the better when you do this. But be sure and get double glass. I don't know if you can even buy glass. It's not double glass windows anymore.
Oh, you can still get it. Well, a few things with the windows. If it's within 30 inches of the floor, you want to make sure it's tempered. And so basically it's a code that, you know, like a car windshield, if the glass breaks, it goes, it's spider webs. It doesn't break off in big shards, so you can't get cut. And so that's a code for windows and houses. So that's something to keep in mind. But when you're doing just one window, you know, windows can get pretty pricey, but you can go check out Habitat for Humanity or even get on Craigslist, and sometimes you can find people getting rid of just one window, and then you can frame that in. You know, you get the window first. And then
Doug, I'm going to encourage you to do something and try it on the first window and see if it works. If you could, those have been there a long time, so that mortar is likely to be a little porous. It could be you could chip those out and take the blocks to Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
That might be a real, I mean, I don't know, but a lot of people would like to have the blocks and just probably in much smaller quantity than what you're going to have. But you might see how easily they come down, and that's something that you could take to Habitat. We used to have a window company here that made windows for the entire Southwest. We no longer have that anymore. So you can get them at Hope Lumber. You can, I mean, you can get windows at Commercial Building Supply downtown.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, they're all over. So, but anyway, good luck with it. I want to see your house once you take those out, because that's going to be fabulous.
Are you doing it today?
No. We're just in a phase one planning.
We'll come over.
Put down your sledgehammers, guys.
Yeah, we have our tool belts.
So, Doug, good to talk to you. Tell Lynn hi for me.
Thank you.
Okay. We thank you. And we be sure, if you're out there and you're drinking your coffee, put on those boots, grab an umbrella, and run out to the fairgrounds today to the Bennett Event Center, to the Oklahoma City Home and Outdoor Living Show. We'll return with more right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you are listening to, and we thank you for tuning in. We are here with our guys from HGTV and DIY. Brett Tudor is on TLC's hit show Trading Spaces.
Yay!
He is going to show us a carpentry skills. Are you doing carpentry skills?
Well,
he's
flexing.
Today?
He's not doing carpentry skills. He's just looking just awesome today.
Oh,
you're
okay.
So sweet.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking about a decade's worth of home inspection tips is what I'm going to be talking about.
Oh,
Jeff
wow.
is going to be
And he has
some
like
cool
800
stuff.
Slides.
I do have a
so
lot.
So he is ready. He is prepared.
I have too many slides on my PowerPoint.
Really?
Yeah.
But boy, I will tell you, home inspections are a big deal when you're buying a property.
I can't believe somebody could forego it and buy a property. It's unbelievable.
I did as is.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you really?
I did as is.
You know,
so here's the deal. As is, even when you buy a house, that's the one thing. You look at a house as you just get connected to it right away, and I'm like, I want it. And I overlooked so much. So much. I didn't flush the toilets. I didn't look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
As is as is.
In 1 year.
You don't flush the
toilet? Yeah, in 1 year. I paid for 6 home inspections and did not buy any of the homes.
Ouch.
I want to be your home
Well,
inspector.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
because the thing
good.
Is, they were great deals
right.
until they weren't
right.
when
right.
we had the
right.
home inspection. And there, I am so glad I had home inspections on those.
Oh, it's
oh,
better
yeah.
to spend $200
have,
and hundreds of thousands of dollars on a mistake.
Right.
Well, I mean, think of the value for the time, and I'll put Brett on a pedestal here for a second.
Go ahead.
His experience, you're paying for that time, but it comes with a report. What happens in that time frame is minimal compared to the longevity that you're going to be in a house. That's almost okay. It's okay. It's a necessary expense in the process. Some people are like, do I really need one? Let me tell you, you need one.
Absolutely.
And coming, I'm a contractor of over 25 years. I did not get one, and that is the one thing I regretted because I looked at it emotionally. When you're buying a house, yeah. You know, you're always talking about, I wanted it. It was the dream to get the bigger house, the big yard. I overlooked everything. And let me tell you, I curse that dude every single day of my life to this day. I love my house. I wouldn't change it. But I wished the one thing I would say, I would have liked to have known what I was getting into. Septic issues, plumbing issues, electric. My house flooded the second day I was in there. And none of this stuff was in the disclosure statement at all. So it was all just as is, just buy the house. And I was so ready to go. We put out a number. They said no. We put out another number. They said yes. Within a week, we were in the house. And we thought we won. And then 12 years, and I'm still not done it.
It's so important. Is it actually a law here in Oklahoma that you have to have the home inspection?
No.
For the lenders? No?
No. No. Most loans, by the way, are federally backed. And there's no law. There's no requirement now that there's a home inspection at all. The FHA, the appraiser actually does have to be sure that all the systems are working. Like they literally have to turn on water and see the water turn on and the drains work.
That's it, huh?
And the electricity has to be on and, you know, the air conditioner has to come on, that kind of thing. But very, very minimal. They don't crawl in the attic. They don't go around looking.
Yeah, they don't check the roof or
specifically
anything.
Specifically at the stem wall or anything
like
that.
Yeah, I can tell you guys. I mean, I started doing home inspections when I was 15. My grandpa's a home inspector. And I did it all through high school with him. And I can't even tell you. I don't know if we've ever done a home inspection where we didn't find more monetary problems with the house than our fee was.
Oh, sure.
Ever. There's just no reason. Just do not buy a house without getting even new homes. Even new homes.
Do you know, I kept track of this over a 4-year period of new homes. And on the home inspection, the ones that got home inspections, which most of ours do because we talk it up so much, there were 8.5 was the average things that needed to be fixed on a new home.
Are you kidding me?
8.5. Now, a lot of builders don't want you to have a home inspection. The good builders want you to have a home inspection.
Yeah, if they're encouraging you not to get a third-party independent, then I would definitely get a third-party independent home inspection.
Well, and the
sure.
thing is there the builder has subcontractors that if there's something wrong, that subcontractor is going to come back and fix it right then. Whereas if you own that house 3 years and then you find out that something wasn't right. Someone forgot to brace something in the attic and we had a heavy snow and you started getting a sag in your roof or something. And maybe they didn't put what are those little crossbars called? I call them collar ties.
Mm-hmm. They're collar ties.
Okay. Yeah,
purlins.
Yeah. Across. Maybe they didn't do those like they were supposed to. That could have been caught when the house was built.
Yeah. What I don't understand is that don't your townships police it though? Like, how do you need a home inspection for a new house? That blows my mind.
In Austin, they're so busy. They're just so overwhelmed with construction that there's not enough.
But that's what you're paying for these permits, and that their job to come and check it out and dig and dig and dig.
All the time.
I mean, I'm not trying to take money away from you.
No, no, I mean,
don't get aggressive with me.
No, we see it all the time. No, absolutely. It's amazing what is missed.
My inspector never misses anything.
Well, I'm talking about like the city. I'm talking about permitting.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the
that.
City
you
does,
know, it's pretty
definitely.
Wild. I think a lot of times they're just understaffed or whatever. But another thing on that new house note is if you do buy a new home, have a home inspector come out before your 1-year warranty runs out. So when you buy a new home, it usually comes with a 12-month warranty.
Right.
Have a home inspector come out at 11 months and find everything wrong, get it fixed while it's still free and under warranty.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I did not think
all
somebody so pretty would be that good at this.
What? I think the nicest insult of all time.
It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to come find the smallest leak or to replace your whole roof. They are experts at helping with an insurance claim. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is effervescent. Effervescent.
Say it in the sentence.
What is effervescence?
I think Brett's looking up the actual definition, but I use it as a smell. Like
it says giving
fragrant
off bubbles, fizzy.
It's emitting a gassy, fizzy, bubbling.
I'm sorry to be childlike, but I have to giggle at that one.
Yeah.
That was not me.
But it also says enthusiastic as well.
Yes.
I always thought it was a smell. The effervescence of...
No, it's
man, our
bubbles.
Word of the day is all over the place. I didn't know it was bubbles. I would have picked another
We're
one.
We're learning. I didn't know it was bubbles either.
Well, in a house, effervescence, many times on a home inspection around here, you get effervescence on the stem wall.
It's
which
exactly
is
right from salt, from moisture penetration.
Exactly, from moisture, and it kind of bubbles up inside.
Exactly right.
You don't see big bubbles, but the effervescence comes. If you have a stem wall with effervescence on it, this is a sign to get it inspected even more, because then you start having the flaking of the concrete come off.
Exactly right. It's moisture comes through the masonry.
The spalling of it.
Yeah, and you see that salt build up is what you see, and that's the effervescence.
Effervescence, our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing.
Thank you, Robbins Roofing.
728-3700. Can I tell you a real quick story about Robbins Roofing this week?
Oh, my gosh.
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
We got time.
We had an insurance claim. Well, home inspection. Home inspection says, hey, you got roof damage here. It's totaled from hail. We get a lot of hail here. And then we had our Robbins Roofing guy come out to kind of verify that. Yes, totaled, needs a new roof, hail damage. Then the insurance company came out, totaled, needs a new roof, hail damage. But then we realized that the insurance company that came out, the new insurance company, the hail damage happened prior to the first of the year when the old insurance company had covered. So we call the old insurance company, which still has to cover the roof because it happened during their time. The homeowner says, well, how can they tell when that hail came? Well, they have maps for this, where the swaths of hail come through. They know when and where that hail came from.
Farmer's Almanac, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the insurance guys certainly have it right. So the fourth expert that gets on the roof says, I don't see anything wrong with this roof. And we're going, what?
Kick them off the roof.
Yeah, well, they're the ones that hold the insurance.
I've been up on the roof with two different insurance companies before.
Of course. And so anyway, we had Robbins Roofing come out. They were scheduled to come out already to meet the insurance guy. But the insurance guy showed up a half hour early and was getting ready to leave, saying no claim. And we called our representative from Robbins Roofing, Tad. Tad comes out. He said, I can be there in 8 minutes.
What?
Tad comes out. Damn, he happened to be nearby. Well, he was on his way anyway, but the guy just came early.
Great.
And he's, I can be there in 8 minutes. Have him wait. Tad gets up there, and the guy says, no, this is not a claim. We're not, you know, minimal claim, $600 and some is all we're going to give you. Well, of course, the deductible is like $2,000, right? And Tad says, I'll need to speak with your supervisor, and got the roof purchased for the homeowner. It was rightful purchase. They're not going to try to defraud anybody. But Robbins Roofing, yay, they're our hero this week because they saved that deal.
Yeah, I've had hail damage in an older house, and it's always difficult. You know, we don't want to fight with an insurance company, but sometimes you do have to get a little more aggressive, and you need a professional to sometimes take the reins. It's nice to know you have one on your side. In my case, we had to go through labs. So they took a shingle, did the lab, tested the damage, the whole
loss.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not kidding you. It was like crazy. The insurance company was like, no. And well, I mean, like, really? We're doing this?
I had one do that a couple years ago. Some guy had bought shingles from somebody that just wheeled into Oklahoma because of a big hailstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Got the roof for less money, cost him a couple $1,000 less money. Well, they were defective shingles that he was selling.
Mm-hmm.
And when the insurance claim came in, they would not pay for those shingles because they were defective when they were installed.
No kidding.
So it ended up costing him a lot more in the end. And this was, turns out to be one of the grumpiest, ugliest people on the face of the earth.
Right.
And I thought,
look at you getting angry.
You know, this is just, because he was just ugly.
Huh. Well, that's another good thing about having a home inspection is that the home inspector should take photos of the roof, no matter what, of its condition, having the report, and then you got to document it with photos.
My agent took a picture of that seller at the closing, had his shoes off, and was laying across the couch with his feet propped up on the arm of the couch. That's how ugly this guy was. Who does that?
I don't know, but I kind of want to meet him. He sounds interesting.
Luckily,
like I like.
They moved out
people.
Of state. Out of state.
Hale is interesting. It's a booger. It's pretty subjective.
So we are going to return with more with Brett Tudor and Jeff Devlin, who are going to be out at the Oklahoma City Home and Outdoor Living Show today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right after this break, with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins and my guests that are going to be at the Home and Outdoor Living Show today at the fairgrounds in the Bennett Building. So put on those galoshes and get out there. So
even if you're from Austin.
If you just don't say you're from Austin. Right. If you're from Austin, we expect you to have a guitar in your hand. A guitar.
If you have a guitar, he'll play it.
Yeah, we're actually going to play at the show today if y'all come out.
Are you really?
Yeah, why not?
So what time are you going to be on?
I'll be on at noon and 5 o'clock. But there's some guitars laying around. We may.
Yeah.
Me and Jeff may.
So we'll be there. We'll be there from noon on, just hanging out, checking out the different vendors as well. I think most people think we go do our presentations and hide. Normally, we're just wandering around, looking at all of the different things. I mean,
eating cotton candy.
Yeah. Oklahoma has a lot to offer, so okay. It's nice to get inspired.
And just
and look
so you know,
stuff.
They both have plaid shirts on. One's kind
it's
of a
prerequisite
gray and
for
dark
a carpenter.
Gray, and one of them is more of
it's
a red.
It's vibrant and really sassy.
Yeah.
Right?
He's effervescent.
Sassy. It's effervescent.
Bubbly.
I'm just blown away. I thought effervescent was smell.
How long have you been wrong about that your whole life?
Like, yeah, my entire life. My English teacher's probably rolling over in her grave.
Yeah. Well, Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Bennett Event Center. And
please come. I'd like to feed my kids this week because if you guys don't come out, kids
do you know
go hungry.
The vendors
do it for
there,
the children.
I'm going out today because I need a new bathtub. And I want to actually sit in the bathtub and be sure it's what I want.
You have to ask first, by the way. You can't sit in the bathtub, especially ones
you
with
know,
water.
I did that in January at the Home and Garden Show. And I forgot which bathtub it was. So I've got to like get the pamphlet and make a circle so I can buy one. And so they've got appliances. They had tiny houses back then. That was a cool deal.
They got some cool campers there. They're so cool. And that's what's cool about it is if you need something for your home, you can go try it on for size.
Well, and this is just outdoor living, Home and Outdoor Living Show. So with our patios and stuff, you know, we have four seasons here in Oklahoma, often in 1 week.
So nice.
We've had four seasons in the past 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's true, right? I mean, because it can be 20 degrees one day and it can be 75 the next.
That's got to be fun.
Well, and as much weather change as we have, it still is festive every time the weather changes. Everybody just scurries around and prepares for whatever.
She's selling us on Oklahoma right now. There's
I'm moving.
House for under $350.
You know a realtor?
Yeah. There you go. By the way, thank you for that. If you want to call my office, it's 722-3232. I have excellent concierge realtors that'll take you out and show you homes. If you want to sell your home, I will come out and I will look at the house, or I will have Judy come out, and Judy is an expert as well. And we're going to help you. Just go to BeckyIvins.com. So what's your parting words here? We've got a minute and a half.
Effervescence.
Yeah,
effervescence.
I think today,
word.
If you use the secret word Brett and Jeff, you get 10% off of every home you sell, right? Is that what we're doing today?
Is that
it? Commission?
Buy a home today, Brett
10%,
and Jeff.
That's a secret word. You get 10% off.
I'm going to have to go up
Becky's
on my
commission. Becky's rolling her eyes right now.
I'm going to have to go up on my commission.
That $349 home just went up 20 grand.
That is, you know, that's a beautiful home.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It is a beautiful home. And we do have bargains. And
it's a great deal. I mean, it's a big space. But anyway, we'd really love it if everybody can come out and join us today.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a crummy day, so get out, see all the vendors. Come to the presentations, hang out.
The Bennett Event Center, the parking is good too.
You're right there.
Yeah.
They have, you don't have to. Some of the buildings at the fairgrounds, you do have to hike a long ways to get there. The Bennett Event Center is a little bit different. It's new, it's fresh, it's got all kinds of things going on there. And we thank Anglin for bringing us our famous guest, our infamous, famous. What are you guys?
Are you infamous? Are we?
I'm effervescence.
Oh, you're effervescent.
I'm just bubbles, baby. I'm just bubbles.
Okay.
Pure bubbles.
Well, as much fun as we have had here, you're going to have more fun when you go to the show today. Deb Hsu is going to be meeting you today. She will, watch out, she'll run into you with that little motorized chair. But she's the one that books everything for the show. She goes and meets everybody at the show so that we can get quality guests to come on during this next year. So we will see you next week right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.